Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Broncos and Bills. This is the early game on Sunday. Josh Allen still aiming for that first Super Bowl trip. Is he under the most pressure of any player in the playoffs?
No. No, I mean, he has a ton of expectations, you know, upon him, upon his shoulders as far as to get his team to the promised land. But it's not a question in my mind that it's Lamar Jackson who has the most pressure.
Ooh. On him
throughout the in this playoff, just because he's a two-time MVP winner, and most quarterbacks who want MVPs, they have at least a Super Bowl champion under their belt as well.
He's the only multi-times MVP to not appear in a championship game or Super Bowl.
So that's what I'm saying. So Josh Allen, yeah, he's flirted, you know, with being there, but he don't have no MVPs on his belt. So that
he's about to have one, probably.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Probably so. But what I'm saying, like right now, he doesn't. You know what I mean? So I feel like he don't have as much pressure as a Lamar Jackson in this league. So, no, he don't have the most pressure in this playoff.
Well, the one thing about what you just said, though, is if the seeds hold, it's going to be Bills and Ravens next week. And it's going to be in Buffalo instead of in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And I think in that situation, more pressure would be on Allen because he'd be at home and his team would be picked to win in that situation.
What is everybody big why on why Lamar Jackson is not on the Mount Rushmore quarterbacks, I guess?
Because he's been bad in the playoffs by and large.
Exactly. Have Josh Allen ever been bad in the playoffs?
He's 5-5.
I mean, but he won more than two games in the playoffs.
Correct.
So, therefore, like I said, Josh Allen, don't get me wrong, he has pressure on him. But ain't no doubt about it that Lamar Jackson has more pressure on him in this playoff than he does. I get what you're saying that he's home. But I feel like in that situation, it doesn't matter.
I agree with you, but I guess I'm trying to make the case that it's probably closer than maybe you're saying or others are saying for this reason. Since the Bills lost that game where Allen had Mahomes beat and his team blew it with 13 seconds left, Kansas City got the ball in overtime and Josh never got the ball again and they lost 42-36. He's played four playoff games. He's 2-2 in those games. They beat Miami and Skylar Thompson, your Dolphins, without Tua. And they won the game 34-31, and he threw two interceptions. They played Cincinnati at home the next week, Pat. They lost 27-10 at home, 10 points. He didn't throw a touchdown pass and one interception. Last year in the playoffs, they played you guys. And they won the Steelers. They won 31-17. He threw three touchdowns, 21-30, but only 203 yards. He had a good game. And then the game against Kansas City that they lost, 27-24. He was 26-39 for only 186 yards and one touchdown. He had two touchdown runs, though. So he's been better than Lamar, but he's been by no means has he played like an MVP. He's not matching Mahomes, I guess, is my point since that game. Ooh, so, Josh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not matching Mahomes since that point, yeah. But yeah, back to my point again, that's why the pressure is on Lamar Jackson than him, because like you just said, he's probably the third best quarterback record-wise, third or fourth between him and Jared Goff, record-wise in the playoffs. It did everything. Well, I forgot about Russell Wilson. But he's in the middle of the pack in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson probably at the bottom. Well,
among the quarterbacks that are in the playoffs, here are the quarterbacks that have fewer playoff wins than Lamar. Green Bay, Jordan Love has one.
Yep.
CJ Stroud is one. Sam Darnold has zero. Bo Nix is a rookie. That's four. Jaden Daniels is a rookie. That's five. Herbert has zero, six. So six guys. So you're right. He's middle of the pack.
And Herbert only played two playoff games.
One.
Yeah, I'm sorry. One, because he let the Jazz come back. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Yep.
So he only played one playoff game. So that's my point. With him having all of those accolades that he have, having two MVPs, possibly him is going to probably be between Josh Allen, Lamar, and Saquon for the MVP, but possibly going on his third MVP and not to yet have a great playoff performance and yet to have a Super Bowl appearance. Like, that's the pressure's on him.
I think the Bills win this game, but I think Denver is interesting because they've got a defense that can rise to the occasion. Their quarterback's played much better and has got confidence. And Sean Payton is, I think, dangerous in this spot. He wins playoff games basically every year he's in it. And Sean McDermott has a tendency to get tight in some of these situations. So I'm picking Buffalo, and I think they'll win by more than a touchdown. But look out for Denver, I guess, is how I'm going to finish.
That's what I was going to say as well, especially if the weather plays a factor. I think Denver may squeak out a victory if it's going to be one of those snowy games. Just because I like Sean Payton in this moment. I like what I love what the defense is able to do. So they're a defense that's not going to be able won't have to send, you know, pressure as much. They have a very dynamic front four, edge rushers that can get after the quarterback to where you can have more eyes on Josh Allen, because with this style of quarterback, you don't want to be playing too much man to man because his mobility that he's able to present to a defense. So you want to have as many eyes on this quarterback as possible. So with Denver front four, when they front seven, with them breaking the team record last year, I feel like they can do enough to make Josh flustered in the pocket and force him to some ill-advised throws. And again, if that weather is a factor, what was one of our main early on in the season? What was what did we say? I think it was around free agency. What was the main concern of the Buffalo Bills defense?
They were not good against the run. They were smaller up front.
So if this is a cold, well, we know it's going to be a cold game. But if the weather becomes to play a factor, happen to become a factor in this game, I think Denver may have the edge, man. That's just my take. So we'll keep.
Still don't have the total guts to pick them, though. You're saying
I don't. I say maybe. I say if the weather has a factor in this game, you might want to keep a close eye out on Denver. But I'm going with the Bills as well to win this game. It won't be. I don't think it'll be like a blowout or anything like that. But I could see the Bills winning by you know 6-9 points. For the most part.
Commanders and Bucks. Which team has the quarterback advantage in this game? Would you rather have Jaden Daniels or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield. Just with his experience being in the playoff, his veteran presence. Like, for me, I think that really goes a long way, because what Jaden is about to experience and really realize, like, playoff football is totally different from regular season football.
All right, so
like,
that's not BS. That's a real thing, in your opinion.
That's a real thing. The lights.
So how is it different, in your opinion?
Just because everybody understands, like, everything matters. Like, every single possession matters. Every decision that a coach makes matters. There is no tomorrow, like I just said. This team is going to be completely different next year. And why would you want to, you know what I mean, put forth all your, you know, good efforts, you know, to get put yourself in a position to waste it? So the lights are brighter. You know what I mean? The air smells a little different. Like I said, the moments are different. Like I said, everything matters. Like that's the different feel of playoff football. And the intensity level is a whole lot different as well. As Sam Darnold saw last week against the Detroit Lions, that was a little taste of a playoff atmosphere in a playoff football game, which he never played in. So that can be something that he can take, you know, in account for going forward playing against the Rams. So, but yeah, that playoff football and regular season football, that's a real thing. You can ask anybody that. Anybody.
So,
but I want Baker Mayfield.
So am I. And here's why I'm going to say that. And I want to get your feedback on it. So they played all the way back in week one, these two teams in Tampa. I don't think there's a ton you can glean from that game because it was so early in the year. Tampa scored 37 points. They won the game 37-20. Daniels was under 200 yards. He ran for 86, though. So he was their most explosive or most dynamic runner in the game. He had two rushing touchdowns. And McLaurin only had two catches for 17 yards. So they've obviously evolved and progressed a lot offensively. Daniels and Kingsbury's rapport and Ertz has become a bigger part of their offense. And, you know, they're now, I think, a team that, you know, they can win a shootout, I guess is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But my question to you is, like, what about Todd Bowles as a defensive strategist? He's going to see this guy for a second time. And the first time he basically grounded him and made sure that Daniels really didn't beat him with his arm. They gave him runs. He ran it 16 times, but he didn't really do much. Their leading receiver in the game, Pat, was Austin Eckler. And then Robinson, I mean, all the plays were dump offs basically to running backs. So, you know, Todd and you know, Jaden Daniels. So how do you think that chess match goes this time around?
Yeah, it's going to go the same way. Todd is not going to allow the big play to beat him. And he's going to force Jaden to check the football down once again, because he did the same thing against the Kansas City Chiefs when they played in the Super Bowl in 2021.
So he'll play the Chiefs deep and basically say, if you want to beat us on these methodical drives where you dink and dunk the ball, go ahead.
Remember what I said about offensive coordinators. They're not patient enough. They're not. They're just not. They're going to they may dink and dunk for a period of time, but at some point they're gonna just say, fuck it. Just take a shot. Just throw it anyway. And then next thing you know, that's going to change the momentum in the ball.
Daniels has actually gone to Kingsbury during games and said, let me do that. That happened this year.
That's what I'm saying, though. And that's what Todd Bowles is going to force them to do again. Like, he's going to keep everything in front of him, not allow McLaurin and the rest of the guys to get behind him on a deep ball, and force those guys to hit the panic button at some point. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Tampa Bay, speaking of, they just have to capitalize to really capture the momentum. Because once you're able to do that, you're forcing teams to dunk the ball down. And then when they do take a shot, you intercept it. You just took all the morale out of them. It's like, what can we do now? You know what I mean? So if Todd Bowles and the defense is able to do that, they should walk out of this game easy.
I don't know how easy it'll be, but I trust them more because obviously Mayfield was there last year and they blew out Philly. Also, the way that McMillan's come on and replace a Godwin, and Bucky Irving's been so good at running back. Since they lost to the 49ers at the midpoint of the season when this turnaround happened, they've scored 30, 26, 28, 40, 26, 48, and 27 points. Pat, they haven't scored fewer than 26 points in any of those games.
I was about to say, they're averaging about 29, 30 points.
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. So, Washington, Dan Quinn's the defensive coach. He doesn't have the pieces that he wants there yet. Lattimore's basically had a bad hamstring ever since they made that trade. I think Tampa Bay is going to win, and I agree with you. I prefer Baker Mayfield in this matchup. But this will probably be the last year I say that, because I think Jaden Daniels is probably going to be a guy that wins the MVP or competes for
Jaden Daniels is going to be special. He's going to be special, man.